Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in, beautiful people. We are having a good time here. Yeah, you can clap it up. Go ahead, yeah.
One time.
There it is. It's good-looking Dos Equis over there right there, man. That looks like that's going down smooth right there. Good-looking time out here. You got any kind of drinks you want. You got margaritas, frozen, or on the rocks, whatever you want, man. You can come on out here. Great food as well as we continue to roll here on this Football Friday until 6 o'clock. Coming up here in the next hour, first time you'll have a chance to win one of these $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not done so yet, all you got to do is put your name, put it in our raffle box right there on the table. If you're on your way in, make sure you sign that as well, as we will be hooking folks up with that coming up here in the next hour. All right, we do this every single week. It's not just a Football Friday when it comes to the NFL and the Texans, but also when it comes to college football. And there are some big, big games coming up this weekend, and that's coming off of getting the first understanding of what the new the top 12 is in the playoff rankings. And now we're going to see what happens when teams lose, when teams we start to get two lost teams, where people fall, where people go, jockeying for position there. And Byron, let me get some of that CBS theme music. There it is. There it is. That puts you in that place right there. Clint, I'm going to start with what Tyler's was, and that is in the SEC. And I think many people think Georgia may be the best team in the country. Some people look at Oregon. I know you really like Oregon. But Georgia, they are going to travel on the road to Ole Miss. Ole Miss just got a big win last week against your Razorbacks.
I don't know how big of a win it was, but it was definitely an ass-kicking.
I was going to say it was a lot big. It was a lot of points. They were in the 60s.
Quick.
They're in the 60s. But they host in Oxford, they host the Georgia Bulldogs. Any chance that Georgia trips up here, because that would be big, because that would be a second loss for Georgia, and they would fall. We saw it. Texas A&M, if they would have won last week at South Carolina, I think they would have been ranked number two or three in the polls, and now they're 20th or something like that. If Georgia were to get a second loss, that would really drop them. Clint, any chance you think Georgia trips up at Oxford this weekend?
Oh yeah, there's a chance. I don't think it happens. Yeah. I mean, I'm betting Georgia big, actually, but there's a chance, because here's the reality of it is when you look at their quarterback, he's got a turnover problem. And
yeah, Carson Beck, it ain't going.
17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He turned it over three times last week. They found a way to win the game. Now you go down to Oxford, you turn it over three times to Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart in that group, then you're going to have some problems. But I don't think it happens. Look, I'm betting Georgia big on this one. I think here's the thing. If you look at the season for Ole Miss, they play the bully really well. When they can go out there and they can run that thing up, they're going to run that thing up. And they drive the stats through the roof. But you look at them when they bump up against a team where it's a little bit more of an even matchup. Well, it's a lower scoring game, and it's a much better football game. I think Georgia's too much. I think Georgia runs away with this one. It's going to be hard because so much of what Ole Miss does is predicated on the explosive play.
Yeah, I was going to say Georgia's defense, especially their front seven, is going to be a tough matchup for them up front.
That's the thing. Like last week, Arkansas never made them uncomfortable. Not one time made them uncomfortable. Georgia's going to do that pretty much at will, I think. And Georgia will have the ability to neutralize Ole Miss's pass rush, which, you know, a lot of teams, your middle of the road SEC teams and down, they don't have the ability to neutralize some of their guys up front that they got in the transfer portal. So I think this is an uphill battle. I think this is more of an uphill battle for Ole Miss, and I don't think they play well when it's an uphill battle like that. So I'm going Georgia big.
Yeah, I think Georgia, this is one to watch. We'll see what happens there, but I think Georgia does pull it out. But I think more with their defense than they do with their offense. All right, this is one to me that's one to watch. I don't think a lot of people look at it and think it, but I think Miami going on the road to Atlanta to Georgia Tech is an interesting one to watch. Miami, who is number four right now, they're leading the ACC. I think between him and Travis Hunter, they've got the Heisman Trophy.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe front runner there and their quarterback who has been special. But Clint, man, every one of these games they play seem to be at some point tight. Their defense struggles. We've seen Georgia Tech can put together things and they play their way. I know they got that big win against Florida State earlier, but now we know Florida State sucks. They may lose 9 or 10 games this year. But I still think just the way that Miami plays with fire every week, I think this could be an upset alert between Miami and Georgia Tech. I don't know if they're the rambling wreck anymore, but they could give this. I think this thing is tighter than many. Game like teams that you think Miami should blow out, they seem to struggle with.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look at what Miami's done is again they've done what they should against the lesser teams, but then when they bump up against Virginia Tech, Cal, Louisville, it becomes a one-score game, and a lot of times it's teams that are just keeping up with them, scoring with the ability to score points with them because Miami's defense isn't.
And Louisville aren't; they're not. Well, you know, what I mean?
Yeah, but they got. I'm talking about more or less they got the same
kind of
caliber players. Teams that have even remotely close to the same caliber players have had the ability to score a lot of points and make it hard on Miami. And so you got to think that Georgia Tech could potentially do the same. I think they fall closer in the category of a team that could go score points versus versus Miami and make it interesting. This is a wild season for Miami because so many of these games. Because yes, I hate the one score game conversations, but if you look at Miami's, theirs have been absolute thrillers.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Virginia Tech was like a Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to stop. That it looked like they caught though. So we'll see. I think that's an upset one to watch. And then I think the big one, Clint, number 11, Alabama at LSU. And these are two teams that have good coaches, good programs, but I just can't really nail down what Alabama or LSU are this year. It is hard. Like, they feel like they're not up at the elite level, but you see the talent and you think they could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm riding LSU in this game. I have no clue how Alabama's favored by 2.5 or 3, depending on what book you're looking at. I don't know how that. This is a night game in Death Valley, with a 6-2 LSU football team. It's going to be wild. I've played at that stadium. I played in Death Valley. Hell, at 11 o'clock kick, it's wild as hell. The nighttime games are crazy. I went to the last time Arkansas played a meaningful game. It wasn't even meaningful. I thought it was going to be, but it was Joe Burrow. Not the year that they went undefeated, or the year that they won the national championship, but it was one of Joe Burrow's 2 years there, and it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And so I think LSU is a team that is trending in the right direction. There was a lot of newness. They had some injuries early on, and on both sides of the football, they're kind of figuring out who they are. And they're trending in the right direction. And I think Alabama is still – they're still – it's a juggling act with them of with Jalen Milroe and how does he fit Kalen DeBoer's offense. And I think it's just – if you watch them, everything seems difficult.
It does.
You know what I mean? It seems
like
they're still searching for what their identity is going to be and who's going to do what and how they're going to do it. They're still a great football team, obviously, talented as hell. But it seems like they're still searching and grasping for who the hell they are, where I think LSU – is just keep they're chopping wood. I think they know who they are. Their quarterback's getting significantly better. Their wide receivers are getting healthier, and they got some, as usual, got some dudes out there. And defensively early on, they weren't as good as LSU typically is. They were better of late. So I like LSU in this game, man. Yeah. Especially LSU at home at night, getting points, getting 2.5 or 3. Yeah, I like LSU.
And to go along with the text line, they will have a live tiger.
That's interesting. I saw that report earlier.
I don't know
how I feel about that. Because as soon as you say that, like, this is the problem. The minute you say that, it's really cool, but the minute you say that, I'm like, who reinforced that gate? Who reinforced that cage that damn thing's in?
I never forget when Auburn played Georgia and they had Uga out, and Uga went and tried to bite the Auburn wide receiver when he caught a touchdown, and he was in the back of the end zone. Oh, Uga went tried to bite, like, yeah,
well, didn't Uga and Bevo get into it a little bit? The Longhorn thing's interesting enough. A tiger's a little different.
Yeah, Ralphie's a little nuts too at Colorado. They have out there too, that big ass buffalo they have out there. What you got coming up at the 4?
Well, I think there's a matchup. We talked about matchups earlier. I think there's a big matchup in this game that ultimately again is gonna determine whether the Texans have a chance in the fourth quarter, and it has to do with their head coach, defensive play caller, and we'll cuss and discuss that next right here on Sports Radio.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.